And the president invited independent journalists from across the country who have been covering Antifa for years. And among them, Nick Sorter, who was just in Portland, got arrested after he was attacked while trying to save an American flag from being burned. Also, there were journalists who covered Antifa and also experienced similar violence. Watch.
That's right. I saw that.
Took this flag from that man that was burning it in the street.
Do you know who he is?
I know exactly who it is.
Why don't you give it to Pam? Give it to the Attorney General, and let's start prosecutions.
The punches came from everywhere, on my head and my face, and I was bleeding out of my eyes and ears, and then they threw all the drinks in my eyes to humiliate me further.
And during the roundtable, President Trump is asking these independent journalists to pass on any names they've collected to both the DOJ and the FBI to help identify the funders of these Antifa protests. And meanwhile, Antifa is known for being decentralized and autonomous, but the administration is vowing to destroy it from top to bottom and brick by brick.
They're smart, but they're not smart enough. They have been covered by these liberal cities for so many years. And that's why we're all working with Treasury, with all these different departments, to find the criminal conspiracy.
And just today, President Trump, while answering a reporter's question, says he is supporting potentially designating the international arm of Antifa as a foreign terrorist organization.